far and away the best for his task. He prided himself on his ability to manage a job. The fact that he now stood before them as a failure who was endangering their existence was something that hurt his pride deeply. He wasn't afraid of what they'd do to him for his failure. The primary shame was that he'd failed himself as much as he'd failed the cause. Jorgensen stood before the council in the sparsely furnished room, loosely at ease and staring at a fixed point above their heads. He couldn't bear to look any of them in the eye. The black metal tables and chairs, padded in black leatherette, absorbed all the light and sound in the room. Even under the fluorescent glare, the lighting seemed subdued, and the multi-hues of the one-piece uniforms worn by the eight quorum members seemed to be as muted as the mood evinced by his entrance. A woman leaned forward in her chair, her long blonde hair falling over her forehead.
Oh, you don't look happy, Al, so I take it that it's not good news.
I failed. Maybe you should appoint a replacement taking effect immediately.
That would be impossible, and you know that. Is it really that bad?
Maybe worse. I fucked up big, Eve. When it came to it, I just wasn't up to the task, and it's put us all in danger.
Eve Goulden, head of the quorum by virtue of its being her turn, and a comp tech who had a friendly relationship with Jorgensen, shook her head gently.
What's the situation? Put us in the picture, and let us be the judge of what's going on.
He outlined all that had occurred since the Gay Tribe had entered the compound, not flinching from a single detail, including the massacre of his SEC force in front of the building, and the fact that the SEC vid cameras had been shot out, so that there was now no way of knowing what the invaders were doing until they, perhaps, came in range of a camera secreted in one of the myriad corridors.
Of course, that assumes they keep going, but don't know exactly where they're heading.
Which would be?
The elevators and shafts down into the redoubt. I've given up thinking that they know nothing, and maybe should just think that they know everything. Shit, at least that way there's less chance of them taking me by surprise, you know what I'm saying?
It's a fair point, I guess. But why the hell would they know about the redoubt?
I don't know, but they've been heading in a direct line for us. They knew what they were doing when they were in the compound. I'm certain my attempts to direct them just played right into their hands. And the way they spotted the SEC cameras and shot them out when they got in here... No, I can't believe that's all just dumb luck. They knew what they were doing, and I reckon they may just have been heading for us all along.
This is worrying, people. We've been working away without figuring on anyone out there knowing we're here, let alone wanting to come after us.
But why would they? What possible use could we be to them as they are?
Well, Chuck, we've got equipment and stores. It's all hard currency out there these days. We're relatively sheltered here, but I've heard tales of other skirmishes. Could be they got wind of us from one of those trading parties that have passed by. Maybe put two and two together. Sure as shit they aren't stupid, right?
Well, if worse comes to worst, then we move on, right?
Sure, Eve.
Good. The way I see it is that we don't really have much of an option. But our best hope is to make sure that it actually doesn't come to that.
How do we do that?
Well, what do you suggest, Al? After all, you're our SEC chief here, right? We have that much faith in you.
Well, if it comes to that, I guess the best thing to do is to secure all entrances into the redoubt, posting guards with heavy armament. Also, I'd suggest we go to high alert status and prepare for an immediate evac. We shouldn't have to do that, but I'll be fucked if I'm going to let myself be responsible for the possibility of a screw-up that big.
You've calmed down and cheered up a lot already, Al. And I think it's helped your thinking. Between us all, we can see off this challenge. After all, who do these people think they are?
You want a what?
I believe I made my request quite clear, Ryan. I wish to...
Yeah, you wish to examine all the old docs that Gloria carries in her personal belongings. Got it. But Doc, why the hell do you want to look at them now? We're going to have to work out what the hell our next move's gonna be. What the fire-blasted hell could you want?
Exactly, my dear Ryan. It was only when I exchanged some friendly repartee with the young men John and Peter that the proverbial penny dropped for me. This building, and the way in which it is laid out, appear somewhere within the old documents that the Queen carries with her, presumably for such a moment as this. Perhaps, in times past, and when the legends were better remembered, before the inability to read entered the gene pool and swung them away from a straight and true path on their mission, the documents were known to be kept for such a purpose.
Ryan looked at Doc, delaying an answer while he added the whole thing up in his mind. Doc's reasoning would make sense. The old man might have a fragile grasp on reality that could at times falter, but he was also capable of mental feats that would leave lesser men grasping at reason. When Doc had approached his one-eyed leader, Ryan was sitting apart from the rest of the group, accompanied only by Christy. They were discussing what they'd do if they got through the coming battle, and Jack had decided to go with the gate when the two groups parted company. Losing Jack would be a wrench. He was a good fighter and friend. But it wouldn't be the first time, and somehow their paths always seemed to cross again. So it was that, even when Ryan raised his voice in surprise, it didn't attract anything other than idle curiosity from Dean, J.B., or Mildred. Jack, almost as if to prove the point Ryan and Christy were discussing, was with Gloria, as everyone took some much-needed R&R, guarded on all sides, before settling on a battle plan. Although on enemy territory, they felt secure, as the very thing that made the corridors difficult to negotiate as an attacking force also made them easy to defend.
I think Doc may have a point, Lover. If there's something in those papers, then it could change whatever plans Gloria may be making at this moment, or whatever we may be thinking of doing. It won't be hard to get access to them, as Peter always keeps Gloria's things to hand. I think we should ask her.
Yeah, of course you're right. I just wish your timing was a little better, Doc.
I do not do so purposely, friend. I think that sometimes my mind just refuses to work as I wish it would.
Okay, let's go and ask Gloria if we can see the papers, and if you can find the one you remember.
Oh, it is indeed there. Rest assured.
Before approaching Gloria, Ryan went over to Mildred, J.B., and Dean, and told them the plan.
Then we'd better be with you.
When Doc finds what he's looking for, then I think we need to see it to make up our own minds about what it means.
Yeah. Not just that, but I've just got to see John and Peter's faces when they realize that Doc's not as crazy as they think.
It is actually a debatable point, I surmise.
What is?
Why, whether I really am as delusional as they may think, by their terms, at least.
I know what my answer would be, you old fool. But crazy is maybe the only way to get around here these days. If you're right, there's no way they're going to make a fuss about whether you're all there in the head.
There is only one way for us to find out. Lead on, dear boy, lead on.
The party made its way through the resting crowd of Amazons. The lobby was large, but the combined numbers and bulk of the gate caravan filled the space to the point where it was actually hard to move around freely. It took a few moments for the companions to cover the distance where Jack and Tammy were seated with Gloria.
Jack, Doc's had an idea that could help us out here.
Glad here.
We really need to go through all those papers you're carrying, Gloria.
My heritage? They're precious, honey, and this is neither the time nor the place to start fucking with our history.
Tell me about it.
Madam, I realize the sacred importance of the words and pictures you carry with you. They have the weight of your history and destiny in them. But I believe that the destiny has arrived. This is the time and place of which those documents speak. This is perhaps that for which you have spent so long searching. And within those papers, handed to your forebears so long ago when they embarked on this quest, there is the key to our current situation.
Gloria grinned her lopsided grin and reached out to Doc, ruffling his mane of white hair with a suddenness that caught him completely by surprise, so much so that he almost looked embarrassed.
You're very good with words, so good that you almost lose me with them. So you think some of the sacred texts are about here?
In the proverbial nutshell, madam, if that old saw is something that makes sense in these times. Yes, I believe that when you showed us those papers some time back, I was privy to witness no less than a map of this very place. For reasons that would take too long and would be too bizarre to unveil at the moment, I had heard of such a place as this before. It took some time for my addled synapses to make the connection, but I believe that, if I am correct, we will have discovered the way to access the bolt hole of the Illuminated Ones.
Shit, you can't be that crazy. Because I never heard anyone who was use words like that. What do you think, Glow?
I say that maybe these crazy men aren't as stupid works as the rest of their kind. Peter, get over here, honey.
Yes, Gloria?
I'm going to have to watch you, boy, because your performance today was pretty warrior-like for a man.
Thank you.
Go get the chest from my thing, sweets. We need to look at the sacred writings.
Peter disappeared into the crowd without a word. reappearing a scant few minutes later with a battered tin trunk. He put it down before the Queen and handed her the key, which he kept secreted away where only he and Gloria knew. The old box was rusty and battered, but carefully lined and cleaned inside, leading Ryan to